I think you can sense that the readings have taken a very different direction, starting with this third week of Easter. We began this Bread of Life discourse in John, which is in chapter 6, sort of the very heart of the account of the public ministry. And the Lord is teaching us about the wonders of the Eucharist. Think of this for a while. Why would Jesus not only offer his whole being to the Father in an act of love, thus making reparation for the sins of all humanity, but then why would he leave this bread and wine for us, his body and his blood? And this text, you see, is telling us that. We have the text in Acts about the opposition. Saul, meanwhile, was trying to destroy the church, entering house after house and dragging out men and women. He handed them over for imprisonment. That's where Paul was until the Lord touched him. And that's why he's so clear about the gratuity of salvation, pure gift. He was murdering the believers until the Lord touched him, appeared to him when he was on the way to start arresting those in Damascus who believed in the Lord. Okay? In the gospel, we continue now this discourse. The dialogue is just about over. And our Lord begins this long discourse about the Eucharist. I am the bread of life. Whoever comes to me will never hunger. Whoever believes in me will never thirst. Our Lord is obviously talking about spiritual hunger and thirst. But he says, I am enough for you. I can satisfy every desire of your heart. And when we finally see each other, that's exactly what I'm going to do. Forever. Forever. And so I give you now in this life this pledge, this down payment, if you will, of my plans for you forever. I've already quoted, I think, a couple of times this remark or this prayer of St. Catherine of Siena when she received the Eucharist. Imagine her faith. Imagine the clarity with which she knew what she was doing. See, that's why we just don't come in here, say the words of Jesus, have bread and wine, and go home. We read. We read the scriptures to prepare ourselves, so that our hearts are open and ready to receive Jesus Christ, the very Son of God, in his body and blood, soul and divinity. And so, whoever believes in me will never thirst. But I told you that although you have seen me, you do not believe. Everything that the Father gives me will come to me, and I will not reject anyone who comes to me, because I came down from heaven not to do my own will, but the will of the one who sent me. If you get a chance today, read that over and over again until it starts to open. Here, as in other places in this discourse, our Lord is talking about the eternal divine relationship between himself and the Father. You see? I never do anything except what I see the Father doing. He's going to say in another discourse, I never do anything unless I see the Father doing it. Now, when will we be that disobedient, that obedient? Little by little, huh? But it means trying to pay attention to in the day to what the Holy Spirit is moving us to. You know, we're busy and we get, you know, the end of the day is sit down and examine your conscience. You say, what the heck did I ever do today? I'm at the end of the day. Well, I must have had my lunch. I must have done these things. But the secret is to try to be recollected during the day. And as you develop that habit, it becomes an abiding awareness of the presence of the Father with us. And that's the work of the Holy Spirit, to bring that about. But getting to know the Father that way, and to see how perfect he is, how powerful he is, you see, how trustworthy, how loving. That's what Paul means when he says that God has sent the Spirit of his Son into us, crying, Abba, which is the prayer of Jesus. In St. Luke's account of the Our Father, our Lord says, when you pray, say, Abba, your kingdom come, your will be done. Abba. I think I've told you this story 100 times. This would be 101 for those who haven't heard it yet. I was in a grocery store in Jerusalem, and I was buying some stuff. You know how they have these high, you know, the shelves? Well, there was a little boy there, oh, 3 maybe, 4. And he looked around, he couldn't find his father. He was just standing there in the middle of that aisle. And he said, Abba, Abba, Efo eta. Because that's the way a child talks to his father in that country, Abba. And the young father leaned over from the other aisle and said, Anipo, Imbaya, I'm right here, no problem. But I struck as I listened to that. Huh? So our Lord says to us, when you pray, say, Abba. My Holy Spirit will teach you how to say that. And that's why Paul says, you see, that we have the Spirit of the Son crying, Abba. If we try during the day to get into sync with that rhythm, to get into sync with that cry of the Spirit who is in us all day, pulling us back to the Father, you see, we'll be much more recollected, much more in touch with the Father during the day. And that's, you see, and this is the will of the one who sent me, that I should not lose anything of what he gave me, but that I should raise it on the last day. Well, the Father gave us to Jesus. How do I know that? Because we're here in this chapel, hearing the Word of God, getting ready to receive the body and blood of Christ. That's the work of God, isn't it? Anybody here so smart they knew enough to believe in Jesus Christ and to come here and to hear the Word and receive the body and blood of Jesus? Who's smart enough to know that? Zip. Nobody. But that's the Spirit of Jesus who teaches us. And teaches us then to pray the prayer of Jesus. And this is the will of my Father, that everyone who sees the Son and believes in him. Now, we don't see him with our eyes most of the time, but we do know him and believe in him, may have eternal life. And I will raise him on the last day. And one of the great fathers of the church, St. Irenaeus, said, you know, it is impossible that a body into which the body and blood, soul and divinity of Jesus Christ has entered, it's impossible that that body stay corrupt forever. It will be raised on the last day because it has been a tabernacle of the living God incarnate. That's us. So try today to just be a little bit aware of the Lord and ask the Holy Spirit to come and help you. Ask Our Lady to remind you during the day that the Holy Spirit dwells in you. The Father's calling you to heaven. He has a plan for your life.